Federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. London, England. Late on the evening of April 16th, two men sit facing one another in the basement of a dingy house on the banks of the Thames River. One man is bound hand and foot. A pistol is pointed at him by the other.
Yes, Higgins. I took the Kenwell Emerald from the Washington Museum. I have it here. But you shouldn't have followed me. You should have stayed in the USA where you belong. Now, frankly, I don't like murder. But when there's no other cause...
Every Lloyd and seen in the world will be after you.
Not for a while, because I'm going to take your place. We're like enough to be twins. You're an American, a federal agent. I am an American, but the smartest jewel thief alive. And for the next few weeks, I shall be you, a federal agent who left America in search of Henry Benton.
You'll never get away with it, Benton.
I'm sorry, you won't be alive to see me get away with it, Higgins. And now that you've finished your last cigarette, so long.
Oh!
Oh, Tim! Tim! Where the devil is
he? I'm coming, I am. Blimey! You've killed him, Henry.
Nobody will recognize him.
What murder's hang an offense in England, it is.
Not if you're smart. Help me toss him in the river. Come on, take his feet. Come on, Tim, grab his feet. We'll soon be rid of him, and that'll be the end of it.
1 hour later, in a cottage on Baker Street.
I still say you shouldn't have killed him, Henry.
Well, there was nothing else to do, Tim. Higgins was the one detective in the world who knew me. Now, forget it.
But murder's hanging a fence.
Oh, stop fussing, Tim. The man's dead. There's no use arguing about it.
Of course not. And if we keep our wits, we'll make the biggest jewel haul in history. Bernice, you get an invitation to Lord Benchley's wedding.
Oh, that shan't be hard.
And to be sure, you flash around the bracelet until...
Blimey, is it
yes,
real?
Yes, and wait a minute. Don't get light-hearted and light-fingered, Tim. Now, Bernice... During the wedding reception, slip me the bracelet and kick up a fuss then about it being stolen.
Righto.
I'll plant it in Lord Benchley's pocket, see? They won't think of searching him. As soon as you holler jewel thief, I'll suggest the house be surrounded by the Scotland Yard men and private detectives.
Then how'll you get the jewels?
Now listen, for the last time, remember the butler, Tim.
Ooh.
He has cheap imitations of the stones, and as soon as Bernice starts to yell, he'll go into the library and trade the fakes for the real stuff. I'll get them from him, give them to Bernice... And she'll hail your cab when she's leaving.
What if you're suspected, Henry?
I'll be one of the first searched. After that, I'll take the stuff from the butler.
It sounds awfully complicated.
Yes, but it works smooth as oil. I've used the plan several times in America. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to Scotland Yard to pose as the late Henry Higgins on the trail of one Henry Benton. They'll never suspect me because they've never seen me.
The following morning... In Inspector Weston's office in Scotland Yard.
And since I came closest to capturing him, Chief, why, I was sent here to England on this trail.
And you feel certain this Henry Benton will try for the Benchley collection, Higgins?
I'm positive, Inspector. Lord Benchley's stones are worth $500,000. And Benton doesn't steal for small money.
So I gathered.
And he's clever. Plenty clever. However, I know what he looks like. Oh, by the way, here's the picture of a man we suspect works with him.
An ugly chap, isn't he? I'd imagine he'd be quite noticeable.
Oh, he never appears at the scene of a robbery.
Quite logical. And as you say, clever.
Oh, yes, indeed. And here are my credentials, Inspector. And a letter from my chief.
Thank you. Quite an impressive record, Mr. Higgins. Now, would you consider working with Scotland Yard while you're in England?
Why, would I be treading on official toes?
Decidedly not. After all, we must present a solid front against crime.
Well, it'll be a pleasure to work with Scotland Yard, Inspector. And I know I'll learn many useful things.
And on the morning of April 20th, Lord Benchley's wedding day...
Can you spare us a few moments, Your Lordship?
Oh, of course, Inspector. You'll excuse me, darling.
Certainly, Jack.
Yes? What is it, Weston?
May I present an American detective? He was sent here on the trail of an international jewel thief. Lord Benchley, Mr. Higgins.
How do you do?
I took the liberty of bringing him here, Your Lordship, because he believes an attempt will be made on your collection.
Well, the insurance company sent several detectives here.
I realize that, sir. But Scotland Yard is on guard, too.
Well, thanks no end, Inspector. And now, if you'll excuse me.
Certainly. We'd better separate and mingle with the guests, Higgins. Let me know if you see anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, sure thing. Okay, Bernice.
Yes?
Slip me the bracelet. I'll plant it on Benchley.
Here you are. Oh, we had a lovely trip. Yes, everyone's been most awfully pleasant. As I was saying to... my bracelet! It's gone! Help! I've been robbed! I had it here just a moment ago.
Quiet, please! Quiet, everybody! Quiet! Ladies and gentlemen, there is no use asking the party who stole Miss Bernice Clay's bracelet to return it. There is a professional thief present and...
Inspector, why not have the house surrounded before the crook can get out?
Excellent. Give the order. The house is surrounded. There is no chance of escape. I'm sorry to say that we shall have to search everybody.
Oh, I say, Inspector, is that really necessary? I can vouch for most of my guests.
Beg pardon, Lord Benchley, but a crime has been committed and Scotland Yard is in charge.
At his own insistence, Benton, posing as American Agent Higgins, is one of those first searched. A half hour later and the bracelet still missing, Inspector Weston is called from the room.
What is it, Higgins?
Miss Clay is quite upset, Inspector, and wants to go home if that's permissible. She'll keep in touch with you, of course.
Very well. Would you mind taking care of her? I want to get this searching over with quickly. I'm afraid we will have to include everybody, even the police and Lord Benchley.
I'll hurry back, Inspector.
Don't bother, but drop around at my office tomorrow morning.
Will you? Sure thing.
How do things look, Henry?
Oh, the inspector suggested I see you home, Miss Clay. Oh, what a break this is. You'd better take my arm, Miss Clay.
Thank you.
Taxi?
Nice going, Tim. Take a seat and take it easy.
Right you are, Henry.
Where'd you hide them, Bernice?
I simply put them in my handbag. Clever.
I told you the plan works smooth as oil. Take the cab to the garage and hurry back, Tim.
That's my idea, Henry. And don't you try holding back a single one of them jewels on me.
Well, come on. Give me your purse.
There's no rush. Tim won't return.
Give it to me, I say.
Very well.
Man alive. $300,000 worth.
Don't be greedy, my friend.
No, of course not. But split this only two ways, and we'll both be rich for a while.
Hmm?
Oh, but that wouldn't be fair.
Why not?
Why? Why, you wouldn't stand for jipping Tim and the butler.
Been done before.
Sure has. My car's parked in the alley. Let's scram out the back way.
Blimey, let's see them jewels.
I told you to put the taxi in the garage, Tim.
And let you run off with my share? I'm wise to Henry Benton, and you'd better give me all my share, because I know who killed the real American detective, I do.
You know too much, Tim.
Oh, oh. You shouldn't have done that, Henry.
Shut up, you, shut up.
You dirty scum.
Come on, Bernice. Let's get out the back way. We'll go to the airport and fly to Holland.
You can't leave Tim here like this.
Oh, he'll be dead in a couple of minutes. Come on, or you'll get a slug in the stomach, too.
Oh.
So long, Tim, old pal.
You dirty rat.
Regards to the devil, Tim.
The bloody scum. If I can get to the Tiber now. I'll fix him. He forgot the telephone. I'll fix him, I will.
Number, please.
I'll fix the bloody rat.
Number, please.
Scotland Yard, miss, and be quick about it.
20 minutes later, in a powerful roadster speeding along the highway to the airport.
Well, how much further, Bernice?
3 miles, but slow down or we'll be stopped for speeding.
Yeah, I guess I'd better slow down. We're safe until the charwoman finds Tim's body. Come on. The Continental Express is almost ready to take off.
Why'd you take the bags? I'll take the jewels.
Okay, but step fast. Come on, come on, move, oh, move.
Hands up, Benton! Your trip through the air will be after your trial, Benton. We hang murderers in England.
You'll never find Higgins' body. And Tim shot himself. My lawyer will prove it.
That will be difficult. We arrived at your cottage just as Tim was phoning Scotland Yard. He signed a statement before he died. You really were clever, Benton, but you overreached yourself trying to impress me how devilishly clever Henry Benton was. We found the bracelet on Lord Benchley, of course. And you know, he was really quite decent to allow Scotland Yard to use his wedding and jewel collection as a trap for you. And America will be interested to learn that you murdered the federal agent who came here on your trail.
Listen for our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents.